starting the new Masechta here at Bava Metzia. Of course, the first question you have to ask is, what's this Mishnah doing here? So that's Tosfos. This first question here is, what's the Mishnah doing here? It's the Tosfos says, because I read Gozel Batra. At the end of Bava Kamo, we dealt with Gozel Batra. We were deciding, or the last Mishnayot, we're really discussing how you divide things up. Right? Who's entitled to the sawdust? Who's entitled to the chips? Who's entitled to the weave, you know, for the extra strings? So it says that's all. We came into here, which deals with a mission that deals with two people, you know, dividing something or disagreeing about how to divide it. It says that, but we mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Kamo that there is no Seder LaMishnah. The Mishnah is not in order. Right? So over there, we tried to prove, well, there's something as Tam, Machakach, Machlokas, Machlokas, Achakach, Tam. So there's no Seder to the Mishnah. But Gemara there said there's no Seder to the Mishnah when it's coming to multiple Masechta. In a single Masechta, then we do say that there's a Seder to the Mishnah. That's what Tosfos over here points out. Tosfos points out over here, interesting, or at least conceptually, what's something you'd mentioned in Bava Kamo, which is that you have to differentiate between when we're talking about Stam Vachakach Machlokas or Machlokas Vachakach Stam. That has to do with the way Rebbe taught the students the Gemara or the Mishnayot. So over here he says, an interesting idea, he says this, Tani Achina, says, Apagav the B'chir Masechtos, right, we see in general there's no state of the Mishnah, it won't matter, and there is a Deya that Nizikin, each one of the Masechtos is a separate Masechta. It's very easy to explain this if you say that a Kol Seder that Bava Kamo, Bava Metzia, and Bava Batra are all one Masechta. Then you don't have any question, because then it is Kaseda. But even according to one who says it, they're all separate Masechtos. What can you say over here? He says, well, that has to do with the way that the Mishnayot were taught versus the way they were put together when Rebbe put them and formulated them together. It says, the fish of Rebbe lo yalo made Kaseda. Akmoshayu chafetzim atalmidim. He didn't used to just learn in order. He used to learn according to the way that the students wanted to learn. It's a very interesting idea that the students got to choose. Right, what they learned, what they were interested in. Aval kishichibram al seder yichibram. But when you put them together, you put them together in order. Right, so then you can't make any conclusions about stam, because that has to do with the way the Mishnah were taught. The way they're taught, there's no seder to them. On the other hand, when it comes to actually putting them together in a, you know, into a format, into shisha sidre Mishnah, there you have to argue that there is some sort of logic to the order. And that's why the Gemara asks, why does Nadarim, Taraf, Ketubot, the Nazir, and Sota? There the Gemara asks the questions. Why does each Masechta follow the other Masechta? That's the Gemara can ask, because it has to do with formatting, right, and putting them together. Again, within the structure of what was learned before what, that we have no idea, because that has to do with the way the Talmidim, what they wanted to learn with Rabbi. Right, so that'll start our Mishnah here. Shnayim Ochzim B'Talit. Right, two people are holding on to a talit, a garment. Zilmer animisatia, zilmer animisatia. Each one of them, of course, says, I found it. Zilmer kulashalib, zilmer kulashalibians. Each one of them says, it's mine, entirely mine. Now, what do we do in this case? Which, again, the Gemara is going to discuss, according to whose opinion is this. But it says, zeishava she'en lo pachot michatia. Each one, this one will take a shvu'ah that he has no less than a half of it. Zeishava she'en lo pachot michatia. And the other person, well, take a shivu'ah that he has no less than a half, v'yachloku, and then they'll divide it up. Zeomer kula shali, v'zeomer chetziyah shali. One of them says, the whole thing is mine. And the other one says, half is mine. So now, just think about the case. If one person says the whole thing is mine, the other guy says a half, that means that he agrees, or he's admitting, that the other half belongs to the other individual. So as far as one half of it is concerned, we have no machlokas over here. Everybody agrees that it belongs to one of the two parties. The only machlokas is about the remaining half. Of that remaining half, if we did the same thing we did in the previous part of the Mishnah, it would say that each of us gets a quarter. Right? If yachloku, we'll take a shvu'ah, that I own no less than half of that part. What is no less than half of that part? That's a quarter. So if we'll take a shvu'ah, that I own no less than a quarter of that second half, and then we will split that second half. So we'll each get a quarter out of that second half. So that's what the Mishnah is going to do over here. So the one who says that the kula shali will do yishavash and the pachot mishlosha chalakim, he will say, I have no less than three quarters, the half, because we know everybody agrees to, plus the additional quarter, which they're splitting. V'omer chetzi shali, and the one who says it half is mine, yishavash and the pachot mirivia, he'll take a shavah that he has no less than a quarter. Zenotel shlosha chalakim, v'zenotel rivia. This one gets three quarters, and the other one gets a quarter. Right, so now, the Tosfos points out that why doesn't the guy who says that I have a half, why doesn't he have a migo? Right? A migo is that he could have said kula shali. Instead, he said chetzi shali. The fact that he said chetzi shali should make him more believable, because he had even a better taina, he could have said kula shali. The fact that he went with the taina of chetzi shali, that seems to be that we should believe him, that he actually said chetzi shali.
The rule of the migo is that only if your taina, if your other taina would be believed if you said it.
Right. So Tosfos differentiates in Migo. It's an interesting differentiation in Migo. Tosfos says, if you look at the third Tosfos then, he says, Zimtomer, in Eman, the Chetzio Shul Migo, Elo, Migo, the Ibai Amar, Kula Shali. So if you skip down a couple lines, it's Mofresh Ribam, the Migo, the Hotzi, Lo Amrina. The Chetzio Shini, Mukhzak Zek Moze. We don't say a Migo when you're trying to remove property from other people. Migo is a good claim, right? When someone's saying to you, you owe me money. Right? And now I have multiple claims in front of me, and I choose, right, the lesser of the claims. So in that case, you could say, Migo, I had a better claim to be put there myself, but instead I chose the other claim. But to say a Migo, to remove property from someone else, that you can't say. Because what he's trying to do, or basically what he's saying is, I could have lied about his ownership about the rest of the property. I mean, that's not, when you say, the other person has just as much rights or ownership over that half of the other half of the talit, that when you just say, oh, he could have made a claim kula, it's not like what Shaul was suggesting, is that that claim on the second half is not so relevant, because he really can't make it. He really can't make a claim on the other half, because the other guy also has possession, or at least a claim on the other half. So to say it's a migo that he could have claimed the kulo, right? The ownership of the other guy creates a problem for him to say kulo. And that, in the end, what forces the shivua. What forces the shivua is the fact that there are both ownership here. Because if I have ownership, my migo is not such a strong migo. So this migo applies when I'm trying to remove a claim against you, when I'm defending, and I have two options about how I defend myself. But to go and take property from someone else, the migo is a very, right, difficult. He says it's a difficult claim if the other person really has rights in there, because your claim is not so strong. Right, your migo is not so strong. All right, now, the Mishnah continues. So this part of the Mishnah is just trying to teach you that Al-Khayz is not the only way to assert ownership. You can assert ownership by riding, or manhig, you're driving or guiding an animal, right? You're leading an animal. Again, same case, they're both making claims of total ownership. They have to take a shavua that they own no less than half. They split it. In a case where there's admissions or there's edim, then we remove the points of shavua, because shavua is coming in the place of other evidence. I mean, shavua replaces the evidentiary claims or other evidence that one would have. Right, so now, Gemara says, Lama li l'mitna, zeomer anima tziyatiyah, zeomer anima tziyatiyah, zeomer kula shali, zeomer kula shali. I mean, that, what's the redundancy in the first half of the Mishnah? Why either can't the claim be zeomer anima tziyatiyah, and zeomer anima tziyatiyah, and that's done, or zeomer kula shali, zeomer kula shali, and done? What's this repetition, redundancy, that they make, each make a claim, but they make a claim separately? So Mary says, let nechada, just write one of them. Mary says, chadaktani, that's exactly what it is. Zeomer animisatiya, bikula shali. Zeomer animisatiya, bikula shali. That's exactly what the Mishnah is writing. It's one page, one claim that he says, I found it and it's mine. So Mary says, but let nechada, write animisatiya. Why do I need that? Why do I need the additional statement of kula shali? Vayadana, and I know when you say you found it, it means that you found it and it's all yours. I mean, that's a given. If you say I found it, the given, right, the other given part is that you own it. So Gemara says, Itana ni metziatia, had I just said ani metziatia, havamina, I would have thought ma metziatia. What does it mean that I found it? Reitia. I saw it. And then, not that I actually took, I grabbed it, but rather, I saw it. Apagamdo atili odet, right, even though it didn't reach his actual possession, he didn't take, grab it. Bria ba'amakani. That would think that just sight itself, looking at something, is enough to generate ownership over it. When you look at this and say, that's mine, that's enough. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Tanakusha li, Dibri'iyah lokani. Comes to teach you that Bri'iyah is not sufficient. You actually have to have physical contact with the item. You have to grab it. You have to have a kinyan. You have to have some sort of ownership, demonstration of ownership, but demonstration of ownership through contact, right? He says, Umi ma'arat sita ma'arat. Can you say this? Can you really say such a thing? Why? Mamitsadiya ritiya, then finding it means that I saw it? Can you really say such a thing? We just had this in Baba Kama, it's in Baba Kama. Bama Rabbanai. Here the Gemara was just dealing with a Nachri. With regards to a Nachri, the Gemara says that Gezel Akum is a sur, but Avedat Akum, you don't have to return. And the Gemara says, well, I would have a Havamina that by Avedat Akum, that's only if you didn't pick it up. Do not have to return it. But if you did pick it up, then maybe you would have to return it to them. Where it says that, there it says, achicha, and it uses the verb of mitza'ata, that he found it. And what does the Gemara say mitza'ata means? That you actually took it. The ate liyadei, that you, right, mashpa, that it already came into your possession. That's what the Gemara dashes over, that achicha means that you only have to return it to achicha, your Jews, because it says in the pasuk mitza'ata, he found it. Found it means I have it in my possession, and therefore I only have to return it to Jews. So you see what the word mitzata cannot mean riya, or does not mean riya. It means to actually take possession of it. Where it says in umitzata the krah, right? The atu yodei mashma. We're talking about two different languages. One is the language of the Torah, and one is the language of Bnei Adam. Right? That we see throughout. We've had this experience in the Darim and in the Nazir that the Torah has a certain lashon. And the Bnei Adam has a certain lashon. You're right. So when I learned to find the word of mitzatia when it comes to the right Torah, you're right. Mitzatia means I took possession. Umiu tana lishna da amalokot. Right, the Torah is talking about how people speak. The chazi lake. The person looks at it. I'm right now. Right, person sees something over there. Right, all the time. Right, you're playing treasure hunt or something like that. My kid says, "I found it. I found it." Right, they have to comb it. I found it. He doesn't have to physically grab it. If he sees it, they found it, right? That's how people say it. So I've got the last of the other day, Bari'iya Ba'al Makoni. That would be enough. So therefore, Tani Kula Shali. So the Mishnah has the additional term of Kula Shali in order to tell you, don't think Mitzata means just seeing it, but Kula Shali means I took possession of it. So Bari'iya Ba'al Makoni, it's not sufficient through visibility, or looking at it is not sufficient. Even though we do have cases like that. For instance, in the Gemara, we're going to get to this later on. First of all, if you look in the second class Tosus here on the daf, later on it says, "I'm in a perk bait belia habata behefkir koni." Just looking at hefkir is enough to be konet. So we know what Tosus says. "Hainu shasa matzeh kolduhu." He did some little matzeh. What goes to the matzeh kolduhu is according to Tosus. Go to gadar keder katan. Put up a small fence. But Tosus is, because of this Gemara, Tosus is forced to say, in other places where the Gemara says habata or just looking or right taking possession, you must have some sort of right indication, but interaction with the object to indicate full ownership. That ri'iya, looking at it, is never going to be enough. And although we have other cases, meaning that the Gemara in many places talks about a person, for instance, ani, right, wants to be kone something. Right, and he over there, he throws himself on top of it. Right, and I think my business is not koned. Right, if he throws his blanket over it, it's not koned. So Tosfos asks, how come in all these cases, right, that it doesn't work? So if you look at it, the Tosfos before the one we just read, says, right, he goes to the Messiah and says, you know, you bring it to me. Right, you can you pass it to me? It's a low kind of Beritia. Right, so in all these cases, we say there is no kinyan when it comes to ri'iya. So how does the Gemara here suggest that ri'iya is going to work? So he says, oh, we can reject that. Why? He says, don't worry about it, because in all those cases, he's doing something negative. What's that? So look, any matzah mitzvah came to Omar Tznali, or shenafalaleh, or if he falls on it, to be koneh, galit datei, to lo nechle, the mikneh, asher gili adol. Right, when you indicate to someone, please pass me this object, then it's clear that what you didn't just say, oh, that's mine, but you said pass me that object, means that you're thinking, I gotta be koneh, I wanna take possession of it. So you can be mafkia, your ability to be koneh in one direction and do it another way. If your guy jumps on it, lands on it, says I'm koneh, his kinyan can be generated by the fact that he lands on it, and that's what he's trying to do. It's trying to be konen. It's probably jumping at it or throwing something on it. Therefore, he's not using Ria. But maybe Ria would work. Right? Because we have to deal with different Mishnayot. One Mishnah would seem to say that looking is enough. Right? So how do you deal with this conclusion of the Gemara that Ria is not konen? So it says over there, you have to make a master. There must be some small master. The other hand, what about the Havamin of the Gemara that you could do with Ria? We have all these Mishnayot that say, right, that you need some sort of physical contact to, right, do the Kenyan. So there's no physical, just some other negative factor, which is that you're trying to be Koneh by another, you're making an explicit statement that you're Koneh through a different methodology, so you're not using Ria.
Kenyan is
Mirasas,
right, so he's showing, okay. He didn't have Mirasas on being Koneh in the other way.
Right, exactly. All right, so now, the Gemara continues. The Litna Kula Shali. All right, if Kula Shali is so important, let's just leave out, right, Anima Satiya, and just use Kula Shali. Velo by Anima Satiya. Where it says, Ita Kula Shali, Abamina Ba'alma, Dikani Mitzatiya, Briya Ba'alma. Koni. I would have thought our Mishnah is given Kula Shali. But in other places where you find Mitzatiya, that would have been enough. Ria would have been enough. I mean, the fact that I don't have them both juxtaposed, Mitzatiya and Kula Shali, doesn't teach me anything about Ria. The only way I can learn about Ria is if I have both Mitzatiya and then Kula Shali to teach me that Mitzatiya is not sufficient by itself. Right? So Tani Ani Mitzatiya, Vada Tani Kula Shali. I mean, Mishnah Yitera Shmiya, from that extra Lashon, we're going to learn the Ria Lokani. That's exactly what it teaches us. Right there, Dumi Masat Armat Chadik Tani. So now, this is Gemara. That's one answer. Alright, that's it. Now the Gemara moves on to the second answer. Truthfully, the question of the Gemara is somewhat suspect, because the Gemara in some places asks this question, and other places ignores this issue. The problem in the Mishnah is clearly that if you wanted to make it one case, it should say, Zeh Omer Ani Mitzatiya V'Kula Shali. Why does the Mishnah write Zeh and Zeh? Right, Zeh and Zeh is indicative, alright, already two statements or two separate issues, right? So the Mishnah Gemara is Predak Tani, Yal Zeh Zek Tani. Right, Zeh Omer Ani Mitzatiya, Zeh Omer Ani Mitzatiya, Zeh Omer Kula Shali. It makes it sound like it's two different issues, not one claim. Not one claim of Zeh Mitzatiya, but Kula Shali. Otherwise, you should have written it as one claim, one single statement. Back to Judson. Again, folks point out that the Gemara is not conclusive in this area. Sometimes the Gemara thinks that this is a question, sometimes the Gemara ignores the fact that it says that is it. Here, the Gemara is not ignoring it. Right, so Amar Papa, Rabama comes up with a different solution. That it was said without anybody else. There are two different cases embedded in this Mishnah. There's a case of Mitzi'ah, right? The case of finding it, and a case of Mekah Umemkar. So the claim of Ze'ani Matzatiyah Mitzatiyah is Redaveda. Ze'kula Shalim, Ze'kulu Shali is a claim for Mekah Umemkar when transacting. This is not, I bought this, and everybody's saying, no, I bought this. Right? So there's a, that's a Mekah Umemkar, that's a transactional claim, not a Mitzatiyah Veda claim. It's Ritha, and I need both of them. I need to talk
it's
about
not,
it.
I bought this, and the other guy says, you didn't buy it, I still own it.
No, it's a claim that they both bought it. They both claim that they both bought it. Mm-hmm. Right? Because otherwise, then you have one person's muksak the mamo, and you run into other issues. Right?
The only reason we say both things over here is to disambiguate the claims. So that's not the way to do it. To break up the statement and do that separately.
I agree that when you're making a single claim, that it's much harder to say that Zev is Zev, just to ignore it. I agree with you. To overlook it in this instance is harder. And again, the Gemara does in other places ignore it where it seems like they shouldn't, they shouldn't be overlooking it. Alright, now the Gemara says the trick, we need both Mekah from Emkar and we need Mitzia. Why do we need both cases? The Itana Mitzia, Avamina Mitzio, the Ramu Rabbonan Shvuale. Right, why is there Shvua here? What was the conclusion? You have to have Yachloku. They have to split it, plus they have to take a shvu'ah, not simply a chloku. Why do they have to take a shvu'ah? Shum the mori, the person's mori heter. Why is he mori heter? Bamar, chavrai, la midei chaser bo. He's not losing anything out from his aveda. He found it, found money. Izo, atfit. I'll grab it. With polik badei, and we'll split it. Why not? Then at least we both make, we make something else. He makes a little less, I make a little bit more. What's the difference? So if a person's more hefty by Yitzhiya, where there's no loss to his friend, to say, you know what, even though I came after the fact, I'm going to say it's half mine. Therefore, the Chachamim say, take a Shvu'ah to prevent the person from doing this. Why? Because even though a person might be Chashud ala Mamon, the person's not Chashud ala Shvu'ah, to take a Shvu'ah checker. So because of that, we say Rami Shvu'ah, but when it comes to Mekel Chomemkar, where there is a loss to his friend, because they both paid money, and his friend's going to lose out the money, there he may not be willing to do such a thing. About Mekel Chomemkar, like the Meimar Ochi, that they wouldn't even require Shvu'ah. Because nobody's going to lie in that case. Grad is just written the case of transactional issues. Right then, we wouldn't say over there. He's more ahead of himself. Amar chavrai demeika yahiv. Why not demeika yahiv? No, we both paid money for this object, right? Hashka the sricha the didi. I need it right now. So actually, I'll take it. Ano vechavrei lizavlet yachol lizban. My friend will go buy it somewhere else. He'll find it somewhere else. He'll buy it somewhere else. Ava mitzia the lek of the meimar hochi by mitzia. Then you replace the ball. Right? There's no. Hey, go find another mitzvah. Right? That you can't do. You can't say something. Something that you're transacting, you'll buy it. Just go find another place to buy it. Over here, it's a mitzvah. Can't replace that. Ema lo tzricha. There, he wouldn't lie about it. That's a lay tzricha. It's a mecha. Lo tzricha. So ema lo tzricha, mecha chumemkar. I'm sorry. It's lo tzricha. So there, I would say not needed. Therefore, right, we need both cases of mecha chumemkar and mitzvah. So where it says, by mecha chumemkar, v'lech zay zuzay mimar nokot. Let's, we have one. No problem. Just find out who paid for it. Meaning that, why are we worried here about, right, who it belongs to, who bought it? Let's just find out who paid for it. Whoever paid for it, that's who owns it. Where it says, Lo tzricha denakat mikar bayit. He took money from both of them. The seller took money from both of them. Chad midate. One, he acquiesced, he sold the object to, and he had the money from them. Chad bal korche. And the other one, the guy gave him the money against his will and said, I'm buying it from you, or somehow it came into his possession. I don't remember which guy gave it to me because we agreed on the transaction, and which guy gave it to me because he told me he's buying it from me. Right? I don't know. So now we don't have any evidence from that side. That was in my focus Rashi Tosfos over here, but something that we dealt with in Kiddushin, if you remember, that the Gemara in Kiddushin makes a statement that the Bala Mecca is only Neman to say Lezem Macharti, right? Only when the object is still with him. He can only make such a claim when he still has the object. Once the object has left his hands, he's no longer believed. So over here we have a problem. The object has left his hands, right? And therefore, why is the mocher over here believed? You know, what, even if the way we're stating or the statement of the Gemara indicates that he doesn't remember. But that means, had he remembered, we would believe him. But why? Why does he have believability over here? Because the object is no longer in his hands. So Rashi explains, Rashi says, oh, this fuck. Right, so he says over here, like the business me, look in the Rashi, let's say Zuzumi Manasat. Nisha was the mokher. Mimi came out the mail. Let's ask the mokher. Where do you get the money from? Titania Vikidushin. Neman Balamecha Klamar Lazem Akarti Lazella Mokarti. But Abgav the Misayim, even though that statement ends. But Medvari Mamurim Bemecho Biado. When it's still in his possession. Aval Ein Mecho Biado in a Neman. Once it's out of his possession, he's not Neman. Shalom Natan Leis Ladavar Kokach Leot Zakur. Right? He doesn't remember it. All the buyer cares about is getting it out of his hands. Right? Once the buyer, once he cares about is getting it out of his hands. Once it's out of his hands, he couldn't care less where it is anymore. He wants, he got his money and he doesn't care anymore. So he doesn't remember, he doesn't focus on it. So Me'akash's name, Chazru Acharav Pituk Tameh. Both of them were chasing after him with about payment. Ha'ukim Nahatam, but Nochot Zuzay Mitervayu. That's a case where he has money from both of them. Chad Midate, Chad Bal Kochei. Came into law, lay Rami that today, lo dakuli hai. Since on him it's not, right, it's not his issue, he's not going to remember. Lo nizhar mishal kol panav, once they left him, hai midate, aval korche. That's just not it. Right, aval hesa, the lo kibel damim, in a case was where he didn't accept, where he didn't accept money, element chad, from one of them, midar dakuli. That he would. Rashi says, if he accepted money from one of them, that he would remember. But once he accepts money from both of them, then we don't remember. He doesn't remember what's going on over here. So that's why Rashi, in the next Rashi, is going to say something important. Rashi is going to say the next thing. Lo tzricha did not get zuzay mitzer vayu. So the answer is what? That he got money from both of them. Now, according to Rashi, when he gets money from both of them, that's an automatic, right, that he doesn't know. That's an automatic, we don't believe him anymore once he's got money from both of them. Right, unless he has it in his possession, right? But now we know in this case he doesn't have it in his possession because they both have it in their hands. They're holding it. So he doesn't have it in his possession. The money is in his hands. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara seems there was a gear in the Gemara below Yoda. He doesn't know which one gave him the money about Kroche and which one gave it to him willingly. Implying that what? Had he did know, he would be able to differentiate here, which is against what Rashi just said. Listen to what Rashi says, Hafi Gardina, Velo Yadina. Rashi does not have a gift of the Lo Yodah, which would imply that had he known, it would have been different. But v'lo yazinan is a conclusion. Because they both gave him money, v'lo yazinan. Right, we don't know anymore. V'lo yazinan because this guy is no longer believed. Right? He doesn't have any name on us anymore to say who it is. He got money from both. The article's not in his possession. This guy's out of the picture now. That's what it means to La Yadina. La Yadina doesn't mean we're not asking him anymore for his advice because he's now in a position where we don't believe him, and therefore La Yadina, we don't know which way to go. So this disagrees and says, what are you talking about? You can leave the gear simplace of La Yada. Right? He says, Ruchinam Dachok Farish came. Actually went out of his way. There's no reason that he had to do this. The Halka Parish Shafir. The Apagav De Mechob Yodo Neman Hu Ke Eid Echad. So it says it's also a Kedushin. He should be no worse than an Eid Echad. Fine, he's not believed. He's not believed about who he sold it to. He's not believed because of the being a Mokher. But let him believe at least as an Eid Echad. Right? Like get another ticket. That will actually help whichever party he's supporting not to have to take a Shavuah. I mean that, and of course the other one has to take a Shavuah D'oraisa now. But at least he has some ability to change the facts on the ground. Maybe he's not believed just because he's the Mokher. But he's believed because he's an Eid Echad.
The father Rashi was that it wasn't a mashma that if you read Yoda that he knows that we should trust him, it won't be the mashma that we trust him 100% and not the Bin Chai Veshua. That's what Rashi puts it as a source of that.
Right, I understand. Right, your point is that. Rashi's saying that the Lashon Yada implies that we believe him, not because he's an Eid Echad, but because he has Nemanut as a Mokher.
Right,
because he's introducing a new factor, which is Eid Echad, and that's not after the Yoda. Right, but Tosafot says because of that, and Tosafot says I could have also said that he went to Medina Tayyam. Yeah, the Gemara had another way to just come up with this illusion. It just said the guy's not here to ask, right? And then we don't have right. That's why we don't know. We don't know because the guy's not around. We could have done that. So now, Lema Matnisan Zalok Ben Nanas. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Ben Nanas. Di Ben Nanas. Right? If it was Ben Nanas, Tamar Kate Zad. In this case, they both end up taking a shvuat shav. What's the case of Ben Nanas? The case of Ben Nanas, case of both, is where a balabayit says to a chenvani, do me a favor, give my food to my polim, and I'll pay you. Right? Or he says, give food to my kids, and I'll pay you. And then the chenvani comes along and swears that he gave the workers or the child food. The polim and the child come along and say, we never got anything, and you owe us money. You, the balabayit, owe us money. You got to pay us. So the chenvani says, you owe us money. You owe me money because I gave them the food. The polim, the workers of the child, says, you owe us money because you never got us. You owe us the food. You never got us the food that you said you're going to get us. So now what the Mishnah says, the polim take a shvuah, and the chenvani takes a shvuah. They both take a shvuah, and then he's got to pay both of them. He's got to pay the chenvani, and he's got to pay the polavim. So Ben Nanan says, what are you talking about? He pays them without a shvuah. Why? Because if they both take a shvuah, we know for sure one of them is taking a false shvuah, shvuah shav. There's just no way about it. It can't be that both of them are right in this case. It's an impossibility. So Ben Nanan says, case of Eliyahu Baim Lidei Shvuat Shav. Right? They're going to end up in a bad position. So our mission is the exact same thing. Our mission, they're both taking a shvuah. One of them is clearly wrong. So Mar says, Afilotema Ben Nanas. That's not true. Hatam Vadayi Kashua Shav. Over there, for certain, one of them is lying. There's a problem. One of them is incorrect, and they're taking a Shavuot Shav. Hacha Ikalam Eidmar, the Lech Kashuot Shav. Right? That is an unnecessary Shavuot Shekir here. Imor, the Tervayu Vadayi Adayi Agvua. There is such a concept that they could have partial ownership over this. There is a possibility that they do both have a portion of this. Okay. And that's why their shvuah is. What is their shvuah?
Never remember. You could have
right. Wait. In this case, they both say what? That no less than half is mine. Their shvuah is not that the whole thing is theirs, but no less than half is mine. Because at least that they could have a possibility of being truthful about, or it could be right, which is that they do own a half, and that's a possibility, a possible outcome over here. Whereas in the case of bananas, right, where it's there's no possibility of that. There is no possibility that you can have that.
How do you have a case?
By Mechel Memka. Rashi says, well, if it's the Rashi in the wide lines, it's two lines down in the wide lines. So the Inyan Mechel Memka, Nami Shemen L'Shnehem Nitzratzeh. That he agreed to sell it to both of them. So that's the Mocher. He could have agreed to sell it to both of them. So if he made the agreement,
neither one enforced it.
Right, neither one forced it, or Nitratek. He agreed at the same time, yeah,
he forgot.
Or he forgot, but he told us about them. But there is a possibility to come up where both of them are telling the truth. Right? It might be that one came before the other, but both of them are telling the truth here because he said, I would tell it to both of them. That is a possibility. Right? So that's how they did it with Mekel Chomemka. Alright, now, Mar says, Lema Matisim de Loka Sumchus. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Sumchus. The Ika Sumchus, if it's like Sukkot, Amar, Momon, and Mutov, Asafek, Chukim. And if we have money that is in doubt, we split it below Shvua. But that is Shvua. Our mission demands a split by Yudei Shvua. But their mission is not some woes. Belamai, so who is going to say our mission? Who's going to have the mission? The Rabbanon? What do the Rabbanon believe? Rabbanon me, I'm Motzi Bekavero, Allah Baraya. It's my Rabbanon, I'm Rei, Motzi Bekavero, Allah Baraya. How am I? So what are you going to do it? How are you going to explain it? Why is Simchus better than the Rabbanon here? How are you going to explain this mission? It says, Eli, Amar, Bishlama Rabbanon. If you explain the mission as a Rabbanon, Hotam Zelo Tafsi Tervayu, in a case where neither of them is holding the object, Am Rabbanon, Chamutzi Mechaveru, Alavarayu, then we say, whoever is holding the item, whoever's possession the item is, in, we say, Amutzi Mechaveru, Alavarayu, Hokot Tervayu Tafsi, in this case where both of them are holding it, Pagi Lavi Shvua, then we say, divide it according to way Shvua, because you can't say, Amutzi Mechaveru, Alavarayu, it's not relevant. Right, there's no relevance in this case. So Eliyamar Tumkus, or if you want to suggest that Tumkus is the author of our Mishnah, Hashto Ma Hatam Below Totsi Tarvayu Chokin Below Shvua. In a case where they're not in possession, only one of them is in possession of it, we still say Chokin without a Shvua. And Alpha Tarvayu Tatsi Below Koshin Gain. In this case, where they're both holding it, clearly, you should say Chokin, you shouldn't need a Shvua. I says, no, after you do Tayman Tumkus, we can explain this according to Tumkus, Kiyama Tumkus. Case when he Simchus makes his claim of Chokim is when they both do not have definitive claims. Aval Bori Ubori Lo Amar. But where they both come with a Bori claim, Simchus does not make his statement. Right, so we've had this before, that maybe we can modify Simchus's position of Yachloku is only a case of Shema Veshema. But a case where we come with Bori Bori, Simchus does not make his claim. And that's what we have over here. We have a place of Bori Bori. He says Kula Shali, he said Kula Shali. They both have a Bari claim here that's there. In that case, maybe Simchus agrees that you do have to take a Shvu'ah. So Mar says, okay, that's nice. But now we can explain the Mishpat to Simchus. But we have Rabba Bar Ravuna, Damar Simchus, Afilu Bari Abari. He says Simchus, din of Yachloko, applies even to a Bari and a Bari case. And how is Simchus going to explain our Mishnah? Ma'ikal Meimar, Afilu Tame Simchus. So what are you going to say to this? Mar says, no, you can even explain it going to Simchus. Ki Amar Simchus, Heka Deika Drora de Momona. When did Simchus say, right, that you split it? That's when there's Dror de Mamona. Aval Heka Deleka Dror de Mamona. When there is no Dror de Mamona, lo, that's not the case. What is Dror de Mamona? So we've mentioned this before. Here's the place that it is. Machokas Rashi and Tosos. Very, very important. Machokas Rashi and Tosos. Because it has implications for Dror de Mamona, wherever you find it in Shas. Rashi says Dror de Mamona means Kisaron Mamon. That somebody will lose out. So if one of them pays inappropriately, then there will be, right, a loss to the other. If we make a mistake here, if something goes wrong, there's a loss to the other party. So in any of the other cases, when they're arguing about an item, it's an item that one or the other is going to lose here. I mean that if we postulate and give it all to one party, either we're totally right or we're totally wrong, and the other party loses, and the other party loses in its entirety. In that case, Simchus says, Yachloku. In a case where there is no chisaron kis, a case where there is nobody's losing out, what does that mean that nobody's losing out? Because you have an aveda here that each one of them they're claiming the full aveda. There's no chisaron kis because nobody expended any money here. Nobody paid anything. Nobody really owned the object. They're both now trying to exert ownership over the object. In that case, nobody lost money. They're both in marviach.
But in marviach, there's one of them grabbed the first who's coming. And then the second guy attaches himself to it, it's mine.
Right, technically then he's taking it away from him. But the assumption is that either they came together, or here there's really no loss of money, because
he didn't have to spend anything to acquire it.
Right.
It's not like he bought it and now he's going to lose what he spent on.
However.
Okay, so Memphar here, they both put up the money. So they're not losing, because they both paid for it, and the guy's going to have to return half the money to each of them. I mean, he's got to return. He agrees that he has the money of both of them.
Ah.
Remember, because the Mocha said before, I got one Baal Porche and one, right? Rebo. So he agrees that whoever paid him, he's going to have to return the money, and they're going to have to split it also. Just like they're going to split the object, they're going to split the money that's returned to them. It comes into, here they're still out in the road, they're still holding on to it. They come into court, they're holding on to it. It's not a dread of mamona. Right? So that's a concern keys. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos disagrees, says no way. It's not about concern the keys. Tosfos says, you know what Ramana says? That is the case. Shibalo kana tehem gish to fix the piece in. That without their claim, Beisim would also be left in a suffix. He gets a case. Says this, but I had to be off of Donald Dunn. Kigon, the Shur Shnakar Katafarad, the case we saw together in Boba Kamo. Machli Parabakamor, right? Akaresha, Safek no Lad Matsmo, Dinu Shiachoko, Pilu Below Shvua. I mean, that here they exchanged a Parab, they had a transaction between them. There's a calf born, and we have no idea if the calf was born before the transaction took place or after the transaction took place. So over there, there's a Safek that's no Lad Matsmo. The Safek exists by itself without anybody making any claims here, there's a Safek. We just don't know. We have no idea whose possession it was in once the calf was born because the transaction was done away from us. We weren't there. We weren't it wasn't visible to us. Since it wasn't visible to us, it's a fake is no lad without our claims over here.
So what does the Rora de Mamona
mean? What the Rora de Mamona means that the fake exists without any claims. That's what it says. Fake exists without any claims. So over here in our case, the fake only exists because each one says it's Omar Kulish Ali. That's what generates faith to safek. That's why, right, that's a natural safek. I don't know what we can call that, whatever a natural safek is. But here, the safek is generated by each of our claims. There you can take a shavua. It's a faith that exists, not because of our claims, but because of the circumstances, right? That is a safek that you don't have to take a shavua on, and that's where you'd say yachloku. Right? Because there is no reason, we don't have to listen to them. We know that the safek of the transaction, that Parah was nowhere near anybody. We know they interacted, but we don't know that the safek just came about without anybody making any claims. It exists.
And neither of them.
It has a better claim than the other, right?
Neither of them claims that they know, when it was born.
Right, that's where the Gemara came into Machlokes Basumkos, whether Bari and Shema matters. I mean, what happens if one is Bari, one is Shema, one is Bari and Bari? There, that's what the Gemara discussed over there, whether there's maybe a difference about what their claims are. That might make a difference.
It's like when
the two cells is
subject.
Right, exactly. And the Gemara Tzumkos, he gets Mamona. That's what Tzumkos says. About if it's a lekker Gerarder Mamona, look, when there's no Gerarder de Mamona, then we don't say it. According to Rashi, Gerarder de Mamona means when there's Kisar on Kis, then he says, Chaliachloku. Where here, where there's no Kisar on Kis, he says, take a Shavua. So it says, there, where the safek was no lad miatzmo, don't take a shvuah. Here, where the safek generated by our claims, do take a shvuah. Right? Says lad kavah chomer. Isn't it kavah chomer? Mahatam diikah drad ramoma the mar. Diikah drad ramoma the mar. Each one of them has either going to Rashi a stern keys, or each one of them has what we call a safek without their claim. Vika the main mar kulo the mar. Vika the main mar kulo the mar. And we could have said each one owned half of it. I'm assuming Mama no tumasavek chokim below shvua without a shvua. Oh, but the lekker is right at a moment here where you have neither. You don't have the according to Rashi. You don't have kisar on kis. The ikal meir is karvayli that it really belongs to both of them, right? Or according to Tosfos, they say the lekker is right at a moment that there isn't a natural safek, but they actually both have a claim. But maybe both of their claims are right over here. Over there, the safek that's nolad miatzmo. In the end, even though it's nolad miatzmo, it's true that one of them does own it. Over here, there's a possibility, even though that the safek is generated by their claims. But maybe there's a possibility that each of them is right, and they took it at the same time. So low kosher cane. So maybe here it should be a kosher cane that what? That you shouldn't have to take a shvuah. But if you have, in a case where you do have Gerard Demona, we say don't take a shvuah. In a case where you don't have Gerard Demona, it should be a kava chomer that you shouldn't have to either, because Rashi, there's no future on teeth here. Or according to Tosfos, because there's a possibility that both of their claims are right. When you have a natural safek, as Tzvi calls it, that natural safek has to what? It has to mean that one of them owns it. But nevertheless, we split it. Over here, it's possible they both own it, and we don't. All right, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with Simchus's, explaining Simchus tomorrow.